live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Make no mistake of it, Republicans, the same Republicans who are on the side of voodoo when it comes to vaccines, are now on the side of covering up violence. Voodoo and violence, not really a good 1-2 punch.
Today is the day the Lord has made, even for the likes of Joe Scarborough, well, and for myself, as non-deserving as I am. And these are the times in which God has decided we shall live. It's times such as these that draw us towards an inescapable conclusion. We live in a time of choosing. There's a time of choosing on a temporal basis. There's a side of the political environment that says you don't have an immune system unless Big Pharma gives you one. There's a side of the equation politically that says even though these things don't provide immunity, you have to shoot yourself up with them even if you're not at risk of getting sick. There's a side that says there were no riots in the country. There were no cities burned down at all. But the worst insurrection in the history of the United States occurred on Jan 6, forgetting the bombing of 1983, where people tried to murder Republican senators, one of those being Susan Rosenberg, who raises money for Black Lives Matter Incorporated. There's a side that's saying all these things are the case, right? And it's not Democrats. There are plenty of Democrats. In fact, the majority of Americans, 60% of Americans, want the Black Lives Matter Incorporated riots investigated rather than the January 6th riot investigated. 60%, by the way, goes across racial groups. It's not just a Democrat thing in terms of injecting yourself with the mRNA. Atheists are amongst the highest group of people who haven't been injected with the mRNA, and they're also most likely to be leftists or Democrats. Black people are amongst the least likely to have been injected with mRNA injections. And they're most likely to be Democrats. Casting it as Democrat versus Republican is the trick of the party, because that's an easy way to divide. That's the trick of the party. That's Joey Scarborough here making this point for millions of dollars per week.
Make no mistake of it, Republicans, the same Republicans who are on the side of voodoo when it comes to vaccines, are now on the side of covering up violence. Voodoo and violence, not really a good 1-2 punch.
I wonder who wrote that for him. Voodoo and violence, what with the V sounds and all, because Joe ain't smart enough to do that on his own. At least we know on the West Coast, we've got the robust leadership of a woman who is mayor because she's gay and, gay.
We're going to have different tactics tonight. We are going to enforce the curfew strictly. I also want to acknowledge that much of the violence and destruction, both here in Seattle and across the country, has been instigated and perpetuated not by the people most impacted by generations of discrimination and institutional racism, but by young white men.
Be an opportune moment to remind Mayor Snowshovel that she ran against a woman of color, Nikita Oliver, who is a full-fledged communist. And if Mayor Jenny thought that institutional racism was a thing, then she could have stepped aside and let Nikita Oliver become mayor, which, God forbid, she may become this time around. She's actually being taken seriously. Nikita's a charming woman, incidentally. She's really good at being charming. I would pay money to have a private conversation with Nikita Oliver, because I find that fanaticism fascinating. And I'm always fascinated by people who can be so charming and yet be pushing such vile and evil ideas. Mayor Jenny would have stood aside if she was concerned about systemic racism. And incidentally, yeah, you know what? It was a lot of pasty, white, wife-beaten, wearing black-clothed, black-block, trust fund little kiddos traipsing around Seattle, burning things down, attempting to murder cops. And yeah, they were white. And yeah, they're the same white kids who racially shame cops. You've got the biggest nose I've ever seen. Race traitor, race traitor. Shaming the physical characteristics of black cops, calling them race traitors, these pasty white trust fund little babies outside their mama's basements for just a little while, skipping work at the Starbucks that day to go burn down a police car or seize a police station. Not seize it so much as Mayor Jenny says, Seattle is under a lot of duress, so I'm going to give them a police station. And you could take Mayor Jenny and plop her out of Seattle and put Billy de Blasio in there, and what changes? Nothing, because they're party apparatchiks. So when I'm talking about Mayor Jenny, I'm also talking about Billy de Blasio. Record number murders in Seattle. We've been through it. This week has been insanely deadly because of the gang violence predominantly. But rest assured, Mayor Snow Shovel has a plan.
It will take some time because you standing up these programs, it doesn't change overnight. We've seen how
you've had 4 years. Your party had 4 years before that. The guy who was mayor before you was mayor because he was gay. Well, he still is. He's also, in all likelihood, a child rapist. You know, what with molesting a boy that he basically fostered in his home and such, according to that boy and the boy's lawyers and a preponderance of the evidence, I would say. Let's start again, Mayor Jenny. Let's see if you can make this through this entire thing without me being forced to stop you.
It will take some time because you standing up these programs, it doesn't change overnight. We've seen, however, for example, our Health One program has been very successful, and now we're scaling that up.
Our Health One program has been very successful. Health One? Snow Shovel, you guys let a hepatitis A outbreak live on the streets for a couple of weeks. You're seeing record levels of ocular syphilis, HIV. You're seeing the reemergence of tuberculosis. But aren't we talking here about gang violence? Oh, that's right. Guns are a public health issue. I forgot. Pardon me, Mayor Snow Shovel.
Significantly, we are going to increase the number of community service officers, which are the civilian arm of SPD that get embedded in community that are really valued by.
Oh, that's a great, you bring up a great point. Remember when you hired a pimp, former pimp, $150,000 per year? Why isn't he stopping this? In fact, can we hear from him? Would you produce him for the television cameras so we can hear the former pimp? Because you were paying him $150,000 a year to be a community outreach cat to stop all this. How's it going?
Community. I was in Chinatown International District last weekend, and the CSOs that have been working there for about a year are really valued by all the businesses and residents there. We're also looking to...
They're valued. I'm sure they're nice people. Are we getting to the part where you're going to stop the gang violence, Snow Shovel?
A new triage program so that when someone calls 911 on certain types of calls, we send police, but they may not be needed. They've determined themselves by looking at the data. So we want a different response to those calls so we free up the police to be able to respond to those situations when you really need a police officer to respond.
Yeah, you made that.
Yeah, so that was with Brandy Cruz, the best reporter, bar none, on television in all of Washington State. I didn't hear anything about gang violence, did you? Incidentally, when the police arrive, and let's say someone is not an imminent threat, but they know that's a person suspected of murder, but they're driving away, you know, the cops can't stop them, you know that, right? Now, according to what cops are being told in Washington State, if you pull up on a scene, guy's accused of murder, he's walking to his car, you can stop him then. If he gets into his car and drives away, you have to go, well, I have to wait for him to come home. There's no imminent threat. So you bring as many cops as you want, Snow Shovel. until cops can cop and there's an actual mayor, it's not going to get better. Let's explore Liz Cheney's role in lawlessness. The thesis of a book called The New White Supremacy by an African-American professor and academic named Dr. Carol Swain. You'll hear me talk about Carol Swain a lot on the show because her story of writing this book was the story of, to be cliched, the red pill moment, the awakening to the truth moment. She researched white supremacy. How does it survive? And she had been considering the idea that there's a resurgence of white supremacy. So she researched it as an academic. The entire thesis of her book is that race pimping and outrage pimping and hate selling from the left is what is causing more people to become white racists because there's racism on behalf of the party. That there are those of us who see racism, like critical race theory, in the schools. We don't respond by becoming racist. We take our kids out of the government schools. We confront it. We go to the school boards. We make these people live with the results of what they're creating. We go to school board meetings and demand the resignation of every single white school board member, lest there be systemic racism. We watch these things and we respond that way. We respond at the ballot box. We respond by demanding election integrity. We respond in these ways. Other people who are perhaps less articulate or less intelligent or more frustrated or maybe addled with drug abuse, they say, oh, I'm a racist because I'm white. Okay, I'll give you racism. You want something to cry about? I'll give you something to cry about, is the response. Now, that is a perhaps unsophisticated way of explaining it. Here's a sophisticate's approach. It's Kafka trapping. There are people who truly believe that the way to stop racism is with racism. They've fallen into a terrible trap of illogic. There are other people who know absolutely what they're doing with this. And the Kafka trap works like this. You watch a year of thuggery on behalf of Antifa and Black Lives Matter Incorporated. You watch Detective Dorn kicked to death on live video. Retired Detective David Dorn kicked to death, murdered on a Facebook Live feed. A black retired officer in a Black Lives Matter Incorporated riot. You watch that. You watch the attempted murder of two cops in Los Angeles. You watch as Black Lives Matter Incorporated blocks the entrance to the hospital in an attempt to block the ambulance from delivering the two officers who, thank God, had their lives saved. You watch that. You watch that go unpunished. You watch the dismissal of people that hours after they're brought into jail for burning down cities like Louisville, Knoxville, Kenosha. You watch a young man chased through a parking lot by one guy who was apparently a pedophile, a lot of pedophiles in Antifa, and he throws at him a backpack. And people say, well, how could a backpack harm him? Because they put Molotov cocktails in their backpacks. That's how. None of it is punished. Kami Harris raises money to bail them out. A lot of us respond in the ways I've talked about. Other people get so angry. You're not going to do anything. You're not going to defend our cities. You're not going to defend their businesses. You're not going to defend our children. You're not going to call them out. We're coming to D.C. We watched you change the rules in the election. We're coming to D.C. And if you didn't see the violence coming, you were blind and the FBI saw it coming. They knew they had operatives planted. They knew. Nancy Pelosi turned down the National Guard from guarding the Capitol. She turned down offers of help from the Pentagon. And yet, Liz Cheney grew up as a good member of the party.
If those responsible are not held accountable, and if Congress does not act responsibly, this will remain a cancer on our constitutional republic.
undermining the peaceful transfer of power at the heart of our democratic system. We will face the threat of more violence in the months to come and another January 6th every 4 years.
Lady, Black Lives Matter Incorporated last year did this hundreds of times for the election. You did nothing. That behavior has been rewarded multiple times in multiple election cycles. You are doing this because you hate Trump and because you're embarrassed. You're embarrassed by his mean tweets. You don't even ask, why did they let them in? You don't even ask, hey, Nance, my good friend Nancy Pelosi, why did you turn down the National Guard? You can't see it, Liz. You can't. You were raised in this mess. You are incapable of smelling your own stink. You can't smell the stink of the swamp. You've been calibrated to a different morality. And this is just the reality that we face versus the reality in which you live, your bubble. With all of this, the left has turned its attention back to Brett Kavanaugh. Listen to Tiffany Cross.
We saw white man rage on full display for everybody. And he had the temerity and the privilege to talk about how much he loved beer. Take a listen and we'll talk about it after the soundbite.
Did you consume alcohol during your high school years?
Yes, we drank beer. My friends and I, the boys and girls. Yes, we drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer.
White men are no longer allowed to be angry when they're accused of being part of a rape train. But that's not Kafka trapping. That's not making someone doing everything you can to push someone into an angry response so you can step back and go, ooh, that's some white man rage. It's Kafka trapping. Continues. Now, that's going after Kavanaugh, and I don't give a whit about Kavanaugh being on the court. He's a complete turncoat. Justice Barrett is a what, according to MSNBC?
The Supreme Court may actually overturn Roe v. Wade. I know this argument isn't going on for a long time. There's a real-life handmaiden on the Supreme Court. It feels like we're 10 minutes from living in Gilead.
Okay, so she's talking about that show, The Handmaiden Show. Oh, speaking of that, by the way, in California prisons, they're anticipating a bunch of pregnancies in women's prisons. They are preparing for a lot of pregnancies in women's prisons. Why? Because the party has put male rapists into prison with women where those women have been assaulted and will be raped and will turn out pregnant. But Justice Barrett is a handmaiden because she doesn't believe you should be able to kill a baby after a certain point. Everyone dig it? At least you've got Lori Lightfoot gets to call herself the mayor of Chicago. She's against racism.
I would absolutely do it again. I would absolutely do it again. I'm unapologetic about it because it spurred a very important conversation.
What would she do again? The so-called mayor of Chicago would exclude white journalists from her press events again. But it's not racism. It's not Kafka trapping. And if that makes you angry, well, then you have white man rage or white woman rage. Maybe General Miley can write a paper on that after he actually reads six words about it. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. Nice. Brady Bones has been filling in this week for my friend, partner, Alex. Overall, Alex is doing some volunteering. So, Brady, let me ask you a question. You don't mind. What do you think, now that you listen to the program here, What do you think the one thing I should do differently is as a host? The one thing that I don't that do right, and I'm completely open to suggestions. So what's the one bit of suggestion you as, I don't think you listen to the show. I don't know that to be the case, but what's the one thing I should change?
I mean, I don't see much to change at all. I like how you do the show. I love how you do the accents and get around kind of more comedic senses of the show. Some hosts kind of don't do that. They do it a little bit more seriously, like this is serious news. But I like how you get a spin on it and turn it kind of into a comedic experience as well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Now, I want you to think about the one thing I can change. I'm always seeking input, and I appreciate that. How old are you?
I'm 23 years old.
Gosh, how many hours a day do you work getting into this business?
How many hours do I work here?
I mean, you've worked every job, and you've been with us. I think you came in one time. You'd been doing overnights, and then you stayed over because there was, everybody was kicked out of the office because of the COVID flu. I mean, is there a job you haven't learned to do? You're just really diligent at getting into this business, I guess.
I mean, I guess I would have good connections and a quick learner. But yeah, I've done almost every show. I got thrown into Dory and Tom and Curly last second a few weeks ago. And I was a little nervous. I won't lie about doing that. And then I had already, like you were right, I did a little bit of training on your show a couple months ago. That was the very beginning of me working here. So I was not at the level I am now.
Got it. Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much for sitting in and for doing a great job. You've done a just terrific job. And listeners to my program know how excited I get when young people just kill it. So I'm a fan. Thank you, Brady. I appreciate you very, very much. It's hard work. Guys, doing a show like this, it's just me and Brady doing this. It is so difficult with all the sound work you have to put together at short notice. Sometimes I'm putting things in at the last minute, and it's 4 o'clock in the morning. So thanks for that. Glenn Greenwald has become an absolutely fascinating person to me. He's always been interesting. Glenn is a guy who is a leftist, but he is 100% willing to call out the left. And he strikes me as a journalist who is very open about his opinions and his feelings and his theories and emotions and his position on things. And he asks some of the best questions, particularly about what's going on in our country right now. Because what's going on in our country, it should disturb everybody. We are inventing invisible enemies and catastrophes. January 6th was a horribly difficult thing to watch. It was 100% predictable, as we just talked about in the last segment. The FBI knew it was coming. They could have stopped it. They didn't. They didn't want to, is my conclusion on that. But remember the invention of an army of white supremacists ready to take over the Capitol at a moment's notice? Now there's the invention that we are seeing a bipartisan coalition.
My distinguished colleague from Wyoming, Ms. Cheney, is not the ranking member of this select committee, but because this investigation is bipartisan, it's important that we hear Republican voices as well.
So we're inventing a bipartisan thing where there's no bipartisanship. Liz Cheney is no more conservative than that's Representative Thompson. So watch what the party does. Republicans have refused to do their part to stop the pandemic because they hate science and they like voodoo. Democrats have decided to do everything they can to stop the pandemic because they love science and they don't believe in voodoo. So on one hand, they'll make everything to split it that way at the parties. On the other hand, they'll take people who agree with them about everything and now say, oh, well, now the parties are combined, inventing bipartisanship where it doesn't exist. What is horrifying to me is no one in the media has gone back and said, hey, question for Joe Biden's dementia. Yeah, Mr. Biden, you said that you were keeping the fences up around Washington, D.C. and the military and the National Guard because there was an army of thumb-sucking, basement-dwelling, toothless reruns of Survivor watching. That's not fair. It's a decent show. Was white supremacists ready to seize the country? What happened? Because you locked down state capitals in Democrat states like Washington, saying that everything was under threat. The white nationalists were going to come and seize control. What happened?
Real question is, I guess the quite question, I'm not, just you're a pain in the neck. And, my son Bo was a white supremacist. No, I mean, he was black. And, as a black man, my son Bo, he was the first black attorney general of the what's the place where the women have the big breasts, Hooters. No, I mean of the country.
Remember that? That was the threat? No, not even Peter Ducey from Fox, who's asking great questions and saying, ooh, me. What happened to the army of Nazis? We were told there'd be Nazis, armies of them. What happened? Glenn Greenwald, as liberal as they get, has smart questions to ask.
That anti-government right-wing groups or domestic extremist groups are the greatest threat to national security, which is what Biden and the intelligence community are saying, greater than ISIS or Al-Qaeda or anyone else or China or Russia. Why did they need to go and manufacture a plot and put in people's heads the idea, let's go kidnap Governor Whitmer?
That's an interesting question. Why did they need to do that? It bears pondering. If it was such a threat, why did the FBI need to employ 12 people to convince 4 to kidnap Queen Whitmer, including one FBI guy who's apparently a wife-beating swinger? Bears pondering. Inventing invisible enemies so serious that Thug Cuomo, the guy who gets to call himself governor of New York.
So I urge localities to take it seriously and act seriously, especially, Juliet, public-facing employees, right?
You got old people murdered, basically, in nursing homes.
Where you have an employee who's interacting with the public on a daily basis and is touching 100 people. I think they should take it very seriously. I think they should also be targeting these.
You walked around without masks during the worst of this. Your brother was positive for the COVID flu and broke his quarantine and went walking around without a
same
mask.
Communities in their area. And they should have an effort like what we're doing statewide. Get into those communities. You know the zip code. You know where they live. Go knock on every door with representatives of the community. Why don't you want to take a vaccine? What are you worried about? Speak their language and talk them through it and get them a vaccine. But the time to act is now. Otherwise, you're going to see those numbers keep going up.
I guess you can stay in your house and not take the vaccine. Be a shame if someone came and burned your house to the ground and barbecued your dog and ate it in front of you with a knife and fork and a little bit of linguine, maybe some clam sauce, something like that. That would just be a shame that were to happen to someone like you at 5:31 p.m. tonight, lest you get in the car and such. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. This is actually apropos. You give health a bad name, Jon Bon Jovi, and of course, connecting that back over to the East Coast, because Thug Andy Cuomo played a big part in the last segment show. Well done, Brady. If you wanted to destroy public health, if you wanted to destroy respect for public health practitioners, you would invent public health practitioners. Like Dr. Jeff Duchin, King County Public Health.
What we do as individuals affects the community. And what we do as community affects individuals. So wear a woke mask, even if you have been vaccinated.
Yeah, Jeff,
question. What about people urinating opioid urine into the drinking water supplies? Seattle and the reemergence of trench diseases and hepatitis A outbreaks on the streets.
Homelessness is not a crime, and what individuals do as individuals does not affect the community.
Well, you know, he's actually right that what you do as individuals only affects the community if by community you mean Big Pharma.
Just a few more things.
Is a quick arrangement of news-like items laid out to a logical and sequentially ordered list, thereby adding some order back into a world being made purposely chaotic by the party. If you wanted to destroy confidence in the public health service at a national basis, you would invent a grifter like
thing
this,
one.
Who will be featured today. Thank you for featuring me again. I normally get an appearance fee, though.
Well, I'm very frustrated. I generally don't like to get involved in blaming people because I think that would maybe push them back even more rather than, I mean, I could totally understand the governor's frustration. So I don't have any problem with that. She has every right to be frustrated. But what I would really like to see is more and more of the leaders in those areas that are not vaccinating to get out and speak out and encourage people to get vaccinated.
Well, and I understand that only 40 to 45% of my team has been vaccinated, but well, they don't have arms. Next up in just a few more
things. Thing two.
This tired catchphrase, this is all you need to know about the state of propaganda in our country. CBS News has a feature named after the invention, this phrase they invented.
So it really is, as Dr. Walensky has said many times, and I've said, it's really an outbreak among the unvaccinated. So this.
Yeah, except that, well, now we're learning that people who have been injected with the mRNA have as much virus in their body and their nostrils as people who've not been vaccinated. But they don't know that because these injections, they actually hide the symptoms of the virus so they can make people into asymptomatic spreaders of the virus. So what we're actually thinking of doing is quarantining the vaccinated to protect the unvaccinated. And then do wear a mask on your tush because flatulence can spread the COVID, and just underwear is not enough. Next up in just a few
minutes. Thing three.
Speaking of underwear.
You know, Jake, this is under active consideration. If you're asking, am I part of the discussion? Yes, I am part of the discussion. But I think what you are seeing, even though as of our conversation at this moment, the CDC still says and recommends that if you are vaccinated fully, that you do not need to wear a mask indoors.
But that was yesterday, and now you have to because the data has changed and our poll numbers are bad. And Dr. Walensky, she's a drinker. Can you take that part out where I called her a drinker? I don't specifically know her to be an alcoholic. It might be that she's just dizzy from all the positions she takes on all the issues. I know how that can go. Next up, just a few more
things. Thing four.
Now, with the vaccines, so-called, which are not vaccines, they're therapeutics at best, and they're gene therapy by function. They make your genes do things they wouldn't otherwise do, hence gene therapy. Since they're failing, what might we do?
Well, I think, you know, it's a dynamic situation. It's a work in progress. It evolves like in so many other areas of the pandemic. You've got to look at the data, and the data that's evolving from Israel and from Pfizer indicates that it looks like there might be some diminution in protection.
We might need booster shots. Okay, so it doesn't work, so shoot people up with more of it. Well, yeah. Got it. Last up in just a few more
Thing
things.
Thing five.
Fatality rates are lower than they've been since March of last year, and the Fauci says we're going in the wrong direction.
It's running thin. And now the White House, which just a few weeks ago seemed to be
That clip is way too long. Just trust me, Fauci said we're going in the wrong direction. We'll come back
on the Todd Herman Show. AM 770 KTTH.